Stretches are good. I am almost ready for this.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
Yes, you can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Welcome, my friends and my enemies. Welcome, haters and players. Welcome, bitches and bitchettes. Welcome, hoes and pimps. Welcome, statist and anarchist. I am the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on destroy stupid motherfucking statist all around the world, all around the globe, all around this great, big, beautiful globe that we live on. Wherever there's a fucking statist, I can create a non-safe space for that statist. Wherever there is a statist, I can hurt their feelings, I can offend them, I can terrify the fuck out of them so they will start screaming about how I am racist, sexist, and homophobic, and there should be more laws to protect them from opinions they don't like, because they're all about diversity, tolerance, and freedom of speech. And that's why fucking opinions they don't agree with must be oppressed. Because, you know, you can't have a free society if you just allow people to go around and just do whatever the fuck they want and to have whatever opinions they want and think whatever they want to think. I mean, how are you going to have a free society if people are allowed to just think anything they want to think? Oh no, we can't do that, people. Hi. It is December 24th, Christmas Eve, in the year of our Lord, Hussein Obama, 2016. Yes, we are here at the studio recording the podcast because, well, you know, we're really cool, right, Randy? That's because we're so awesome. And this is what cool people do on Christmas Eve. Which is what I do on Christmas Eve because I don't do holidays. And it's not because I'm an anarchist and I'm rejecting the establishment, or because, oh my God, I'm an atheist and I'm not going to do Christmas because Christmas is just all those Christians and like they co-opted the pagan holidays and like, oh my God, like it's just so terrible. No, I don't do holidays because I just don't do holidays. I'm of the opinion that every day should be a holiday. Every day should be a day that you wake up and you're happy, you're alive, and you enjoy yourself, and you spend it whenever possible. And there, you can't always do it because life has these realities, but you spend every day, whenever possible, doing things you enjoy doing with people you enjoy being around. Right? And again, yes, I have to go to work like other people, and I have to fucking wash the dishes like other people, and every once in a while I have to go fucking to the DMV and, you know, renew my license or whatever. So yes, we all have to spend parts of our lives doing things we don't like to do. But the point is, I don't look at holidays as this special time when I get to do something I don't normally do. If anything, I look at holidays as days when I know that I'm going to get some peace and quiet, and, like, you know, it's Christmas Eve, I'm not even leaving. I left the house, obviously, because we're at the studio. But other than going from the house to the studio and then back home, I am not in anywhere near foolish enough to try going out in public, because I think it'll just be a disaster. So to me, holidays are a day when I can just have some peace and quiet and relax and not be bothered. Now, the lovely and adorable Randy, she's over in the control room. She has family and friends and all this other stuff, and, you know, they do the big Christmas and shit, so she definitely will not be hanging out on Christmas Day. But, Randy, how's it going? A scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most fed up. how fed up are you with family at this point on Christmas Eve morning at 9:30 a.m. That's 09:30 for those of you who know how to tell time, where I'm sitting here, already standing here, rather, drinking my Epic Brewing Raspberry Ale. Yes, beer, 9:30 in the morning. I don't want to hear any whining. I've been up since 5. Randy, scale of 1 to 10, how tired are you of family already? She says 27. So that's why she's here, because Randy loves her family. She just doesn't love them that much. I love my family, but that's why all my exes and my family live in Texas. Anyhow, what else is there? I said today's the 24th, the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send us email, God, it's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Okay. Hang on, I gotta take a drink of beer. There it is. I'm losing my source material. Okay, no more tangenting. This is going to be episode 3. I'm going to start over. I'm going to go through. I'm going to read this blog post. I'm going to explain to you why everything in this blog post is emotional manipulation. And I'm going to explain to you why almost every sentence is a lie. Or it's a sentence that does not convey information. If a sentence doesn't actually try to convey any kind of information, it can't really be a lie. And I'm going to be done, at least for a while, with talking about emotional manipulation. Again, I'm not pointing to the emotional manipulation by the left-wing statist against Donald Trump because of so much I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I'm pointing this out because everybody needs to be able to recognize emotional manipulation when it comes at them. And it's going to come at you very often. Basically, anytime you're paying attention to the world around you, I shouldn't say the world, anytime you're paying attention to other people around you, especially the mainstream media, emotional manipulation is going to be coming at you. The left-wing statists are just really good at it. The right-wing statists, they can do it too. But this right here, this is textbook example. I could not come up with a better example of emotional manipulation than this here blog post written by some woman on the internet whose job is coaching men about how to talk to women because men in our society have become so fucking stunted in their development that they don't even know how to interact with women anymore. And of course, if you go and you interact with a woman and she doesn't like it, well, you're a rapist and it's sexual harassment. So I can't figure out why there are men out there, not all of them, but why there are men out there who are terrified of women. That could be one of them. Now, some of the men are terrified of women because they're virgin toes. I get that. All right. See, I'm tangenting already. Randy is going to keep me on path. She has the red card in hand. All right, more beer. Let me have another drink of beer. It's made with brainless raspberries. It says so right on the can. Serious, that's what it says. Brainless raspberries. They only use the raspberries that don't have brains. All right, here we go. Emotional manipulation and lies. Some of you may want to, there went my voice. Sorry about that, gang. Some of you may want to unsubscribe from my blog after you read this. This is maybe not a lie. It's a bad start. Maybe it's not a lie, but it is emotional manipulation. As I said before, this is called inoculation. She's saying, well, some of you may want to unsubscribe from my blog after you read this. The implication here is that those of you who are less intelligent, those of you who are less tolerant and diverse, you're going to want to unsubscribe. But some of you are going to be tolerant and diverse enough to keep reading my blog even after I write these things, which are incredibly stupid. right? This is emotional manipulation. This is an inoculation. She is trying to shame you, essentially manipulate you into not ignoring the shit that she's going to write in the future if you find this offensive. However, this topic cannot be ignored. Okay, this is a lie. The topic can be ignored. This is emotional manipulation. What she's trying to do here is say, this topic is just so important, it can't be ignored. Well, this is a lie. Any topic can be ignored. Let's have a quick think about what kind of topics have been ignored for the last 8 years. Let's see. TSA touching children's nutsacks. We've ignored murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. We've ignored the government spying on its own citizens. We have ignored bombing 7 countries in 6 years. We've ignored the indefinite detention that Obama signed. We've ignored that Obamacare doesn't actually fucking work and that it's simply forcing private citizens to buy services from privately owned corporations, and that this was brought to us by the people who claim they hate corporations. We've ignored the fact that Guantanamo Bay hasn't been closed down. We've ignored all sorts of things much more important than this topic. This topic, of course, being what a racist, sexist, homophobic person Donald Trump is. There are all sorts of things that are far more important than Donald Trump's opinion of women. And we as a society, and this stupid cunt, and all the stupid cunts just like her, have all very successfully ignored these things for 8 fucking years. And we still continue to ignore that FDR put Japanese people in concentration camps. We ignore that the Democrat Party founded the Ku Klux Klan. Right? We ignore that Senator Robert Byrd, who is a member of the Ku Klux Klan, endorsed Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. We ignore the royal we, as a society, the femistatist cunts, just like this fucking fat feminist, very successfully ignore many, many things which are more important than the fact that Donald Trump is sexually attracted to women. And again, reminder, this was written before the election. This was written before the Trumpening took place. These past few weeks, the presidential election is triggering women around the world in ways that need to be expressed. Okay, this is a lie because there are no women being triggered in ways that need to be expressed. There are women being triggered in ways they want to express so that they can get attention, so that they can get sympathy, so that they can get free resources, but it does not need to be expressed. This is emotional manipulation. She is trying to convince you that there are women around the world who are being triggered by the evil Trump. And see, this is supposed to manipulate you into caring. Wow, it's not just this one fat feminist cunt who's writing a blog post. No, it's bigger than that. It's women around the world. And these women around the world, they're being triggered. And because they're being triggered, I need to care. I should be involved. I've got to do something about this. There's women being triggered. Because remember, women cannot manage their own emotions. Have you heard anything about men being triggered? No, because nobody gives a fuck about men, because men are responsible for managing their own emotions. But you see, women cannot manage their own emotions. Women around the world are being triggered. This is the arrogancy of the left-wing statists from the United States. The idea that, like, Aborigines in Australia are sitting around giving a fuck about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, right? I mean, no, actually, normal people around the world, like the average person in China, Pakistan, Iran, Germany, Austria, Brazil, the average person in other countries, they don't give a flying fuck about Donald Trump. The only women around the world who are being triggered by Donald Trump are the other feminist statist cunts like yourself who are members of these online communities that she'll talk about and don't have any kind of a life, don't have friends, don't have passions, don't have hobbies. That's why they're members of online communities. That's why they're hanging out on the internet talking about how triggered they are by Donald Trump and waiting for some men to show up and manage their emotions for them. Election news is everywhere. Well, it's not everywhere. If you go to Pluto, if you go to the Andromeda Galaxy, if you go to the Horsehead Nebula, there's no election news out there. So that's an exaggeration. We can call that a lie. This is emotional manipulation. This is everywhere. See, you can't escape it. They can't. These poor women, they can't escape the election news. It's not their fault they're being triggered. It's everywhere. It can't be ignored. Okay, this is a lie. You can't ignore it. It can be ignored. You don't have to pay attention to the election. I did a fantastic job of not paying attention to the election. You can absolutely, positively ignore the election. It's a lie. It's also manipulation. See, it can't be ignored. They can't do anything about it. It's everywhere, and they can't ignore it. And that's why we need you to hashtag he for she and help protect these women who are being triggered from this election news, which is everywhere and can't be ignored. Even by those of us who don't watch TV or read the news. Okay, that is a lie. If you don't watch TV or read the news, you can very easily ignore the election. And again, manipulation. Even those of us who don't watch TV and read the news, see, we're trying so hard to avoid Donald Trump and how racist and sexist and homophobic he is. But even ignoring the news, not watching TV, it still comes after us because Donald Trump is a white man, and he's forcing his opinions on me, even though I'm not watching television, not watching the news, not reading the news. It's still getting to me. There's nothing I can do about it. I need a man to show up and manage my emotions for me. Hashtag he for she. That's a lie, and it's emotional manipulation. And it is opening a conversation that has needed to be blown apart for thousands of years. Okay, this is a lie. Donald Trump being racist, sexist, and homophobic is not a conversation that's needed to be blown apart for thousands of years. It's not. Thousands of years ago, Donald Trump didn't exist. This is emotional manipulation. This is a conversation that needs to be blown apart for thousands of years. This is how important it is. Do you see how important this is? This is for thousands of years. We women have been enduring this. Oh, we've been so burdened. And this conversation needs to be blown apart, whatever the fuck that means. It's been blown for thousands of years. Oh. That is a lie, and that is emotional manipulation. I am a part of several women's communities online. Okay, that might not be a lie. She may, in fact, be a part of several women's communities. It's emotional manipulation because she's attempting to establish some kind of credentials that aren't actually credentials. So why does anyone give a fuck about this fat feminist's opinion about Donald Trump? Well, you should care about her opinion about Donald Trump because she's a part of several women's communities online. Well, guess what, honey? Being a part of several women's communities online, that does not make you any type of authority. That doesn't mean you have any sort of philosophical grounding for your dumbass beliefs that makes you worth listening to. It's not a lie. But it is emotional manipulation. Okay. The posts that are being posted, both publicly and non-publicly, are heartbreaking. That's a lie in the sense only that it's an opinion. What is heartbreaking to you is probably humorous to me. I promise you if I read these heartbreaking posts, it would not break my heart. It would make me double over in laughter. Again, this is emotional manipulation. Look, these posts, they're heartbreaking. Oh, they're breaking my heart. My heart is broken. Oh, listen, as I try to manipulate you into being sympathetic towards me and my fucking cause, me and my opinions, me and my hatred of Donald Trump, me and my support of Hillary Clinton, because, oh, it's heartbreaking. And if you don't agree with me, you're a cold, heartless bastard, aren't you? Oh, you are so filled with hatred. If you don't agree that these are heartbreaking, you are racist, sexist, and homophobic, just like the evil Donald Trump. Right? Emotional manipulation. Okay. I have many personal stories of my own regarding verbal and physical sexual assault and sexual shaming. Maybe not a lie, because she probably does have many personal stories. Now, there's no guarantee these stories are true. More importantly, emotional manipulation. She's saying, I am an authority on Donald Trump's sexism because I have been physically and verbally sexually assaulted. Okay, being raped does not make you an expert on rape. Getting in a raft and going down a river does not make you an expert river guide. Driving an automobile does not make you an expert mechanic. I should say, driving an automobile does not make you an expert race car driver. Changing a spark plug does not make you an expert mechanic. Podcasting for 12 years does make you an expert podcaster. Thinking about understanding, interpreting philosophy, reading philosophy books, taking philosophy classes, leading philosophy discussion groups, writing philosophy papers since 1999 does make me an expert on political philosophy. And as I pointed out before, if she has these many, not just one, but many personal stories of her verbal and physical sexual assault and sexual shaming, whatever the fuck that is, why does she continue to hang out with the sort of people who sexually assault her? Why does she have, if women have such great judgment and this great radar about detecting people and such bullshit these bullshit detectors, and if women are such good judges of character, why do women hang out with so many men who treat them like shit? Emotional manipulation. I have been sexually assaulted. Therefore, my opinions about Donald Trump are more valid. My opinions about Donald Trump have validity because I have been sexually assaulted by people I chose to hang out with because I'm a terrible fucking judge of character. There you go. I have never been sexually assaulted in my life. Gosh, I guess I can't have an opinion about Donald Trump. Or maybe I just am not fucking stupid. Maybe I just fucking vet the people I hang out with. Maybe I just am not a fucking idiot. And again, this we see here, democracy, we see statism. It's like, I have been not just raped once, or sexually, I don't know what the difference is, I don't give a shit. She has been sexually assaulted not once, but many times. And this makes her an expert. At what? It makes you an expert at getting sexually assaulted? Being an expert at getting sexually assaulted does not mean your opinions about Donald Trump have any validity. This is emotional manipulation. She's trying to get you to feel sorry for her so that you will be more inclined to agree with her stupid opinions. And Trump's comments and actions are triggering me personally. Okay, that is probably not a lie. I can guarantee you that that is the truth. Again, emotional manipulation. Trump's comments and actions are triggering me personally. Okay, so what? Again, it's not other people's job. It's not other people's duty. It's not other people's responsibility to manage your emotions for you. If something Donald Trump does triggers you, and this whole thing with the word triggering, I'm triggered. I still don't really know what this means, other than to say that When someone says triggered, what that means is I am having an emotional response to something and I cannot control that emotional response. Okay, I don't deny you're having an emotional response. I'm having an emotional response right now. I'm having an emotional response to reading this. But see, I'm controlling my emotional response. I'm using my emotional response as a lens through which to focus my reasoning and my intellect to motivate me to do this podcast, to talk about and illustrate for my listeners how every sentence in this entire blog post is an attempt at emotional manipulation and how almost every sentence is a lie. I am managing my emotions in a way that is constructive. When you come to me and you say you're being triggered, what you're saying is you cannot manage your emotions. And furthermore, what you're saying is I need to manage your emotions for you. I need to do this by not voting for Donald Trump. I need to do this by not supporting Donald Trump. I need to do this by altering my opinions so that my opinions match your opinions. See, I'm having an emotional response to this blog post. I have an emotional response to Hillary Clinton. I have an emotional response to Donald Trump. But I am not triggered. The reason I am not triggered is because I control my emotional state. I channel my emotional state. I either get over it and move on, or I utilize my emotions to focus myself on something more productive. Under no circumstances whatsoever do I expect other people to stop doing what they're doing so as to not offend my emotions. Now, I do expect people to stop doing what they're doing so as to stop violating the non-aggression principle, but the non-aggression principle has nothing to do with emotions. Right? Donald Trump has not come to this fat cunt's house and raped her. These other people that she's voluntarily hung out with, they've raped her. But Donald Trump has not raped her. Donald Trump simply exists. And she is having a hard time emotionally dealing with the fact that Donald Trump is alive and running for president. But that's her problem. That's not anybody else's problem. And she is attempting to manipulate your emotions so that you will manage her emotions for her because she can't do it. Because she's strong and she's independent. Women can do anything men can do. Just can't manage her own emotions. I have spent years of my life going deep inside myself because no man will go deep inside me. It doesn't really say that. It's just too funny. I have every time. I have spent years of my life going deep inside myself to find forgiveness for the collective masculine. Okay, that is a lie because she's devoted no time to finding forgiveness for the collective masculine. And again, this is a phrase. It means nothing. What does this mean? This is also emotional manipulation. She tries to look at what a wonderful person I am. See, Donald Trump is racist, sexist, and homophobic, but I am such a wonderful human that I have spent years of my life going deep inside myself to find forgiveness. See, she's spent years. She's devoted years to this. She's committed. She has spent years going deep inside. She's not shallow. No, she's not shallow. She has gone deep inside herself to find forgiveness. Why did she spend years going deep inside herself? Because she's going to find forgiveness. Because she's so tolerant and diverse and multicultural. She's going to find forgiveness. Not like you heterosexual white men who just find hatred and racism and sexism and homophobia. No. She's finding forgiveness. Do you see how much better she is than you? She's finding forgiveness. She still supports putting people in cages. She still supports using the threat of violence to take money away from people. She still supports indefinite detention of American citizens. She still supports murdering brown people in foreign countries with flying robots. She still supports bombing 7 countries in 6 years. She still supports the political party that founded the Ku Klux Klan and put Japanese people in concentration camps. But she is pure and virginal and pristine, and she's better than you are because she went deep inside herself to find forgiveness. And who did she find forgiveness for? Well, the collective masculine. See, she doesn't really hate men. She found forgiveness for the collective masculine. Now, you shouldn't generalize about people. But when you're finding forgiveness for the collective masculine, generalization is okay. I love all men, and I will never judge one man based on another's actions. Okay, that is a lie. Again, this is easy. I love all men, okay? Does that include Donald Trump, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Adolf Hitler? Does it? Do you love all men? I don't think you do. That is a lie. That is an attempt at emotional manipulation. She said, I love all men. See how wonderful I'm. See how wonderful I am. I love all men. Do you also love these men who verbally and physically sexually assaulted you? If you do, then you're not very intelligent. If you love these men who verbally and sexually assaulted you, if you're actually so stupid that you love these men instead of hating them and staying away from them, maybe that's why they keep sexually assaulting you, because you keep going back. I will never judge one man based on another's actions. However, I will judge everybody who voted for Donald Trump as being racist and sexist because I think Donald Trump is racist and sexist. Yes, you actually are going to judge every white man who voted for Donald Trump based on Donald Trump's behavior as you interpret it. That is a lie. That's two lies in one sentence. Again, emotional manipulation. I would never judge one man based on another's actions. Of course you would. Men are absolutely amazing. Okay, that might be the first truthful statement she's made. Again, emotional manipulation. See, men, I don't hate you. I think men are amazing. See, I don't hate you. No. It is why I do the work I do. Okay, that is a lie. That is emotional manipulation. She's trying to say, men are, that's why I do what I do, because you men are so amazing. As in previous episode, I went to her website, I read the About Me, the short version, right there at the beginning. She says she was alive, she was doing stuff, she lost her job, and her husband divorced her. The reason she does what she does, which is coaching men how to talk to women, is that she lost her job and she lost her husband. She no longer had a source of income. She had no talent, she had no skills. So she started a business teaching fucking loser beta males how to talk to fat girls. That's why she does what she does. She does not do what she does because she loves men. Why she likes men. Because what? Oh, yeah, she did say love all men. That's, no. That is a lie. That is emotional manipulation. My desire is for all men to show up as the man they know they truly are and have always wanted to be. Okay, that is a lie. What about Donald Trump? He's showing up as the man he truly is, and the man he wants to be. What about men who just want to fucking use you for your body, fuck you, and throw you away? What about men who are anarchist and want to eliminate the state? Men shows they know they truly are and have always wanted to be. What about men who are sociopaths and want to be psycho killers, like Jeffrey Dahmer? You really want these men to show up as the man they know they truly are and always want, that's really your desire. I don't think it is. I think you're lying. This is emotional manipulation. She said, what I desire is for men to be what they want to be. Oh, again, I guarantee you, if you start being what you actually want to be anywhere in her presence, she's going to be triggered and she's going to freak out. And that is why this topic is so important. Again, this is a lie. The topic is not important. We went through topics that are equally important. Bombing 7 countries, 6 years, killing people, flying robots, Japanese people, concentration camps, Democrat Party founding Ku Klux Klan, yada, yada, yada. This topic is not that important. And again, emotional manipulation. This topic is so important. All those other things that we've ignored that the Democrat Party has done since it existed. And yes, the Republicans too. And everything we ignore about the state. Those things are not important. This is important. Many men are showing their support for women right now. All right, that might be true. There's lots of beta males and white knights out there. Emotional manipulation. You see, many men are showing their support for women right now. This is trying to entice you into thinking you need to join, because humans, we are all, to some extent or another, we are conformist. We want to conform with the society. We want to be part of the group. We want to be part of the herd. We want to be part of, say, a polis. We want to be part of something a little bit larger than ourselves. We want companionship. We want friendship. And so the attempt of manipulating people into conforming is a very powerful way to manipulate people. That's what this is. See, many men are showing their support for women right now. Shouldn't you be one of them? Many men are doing this. This is where being a cynical anarchist comes in, because I look at what many people are doing and I don't give a fuck, because many people are also fucking idiots. But not nearly enough. Okay, that is a lie. There are more than enough men supporting women. We need fewer men supporting women, because then maybe we can actually make some fucking progress again in our society, instead of devoting shit tons of resources to figuring out how to make the next fucking iPhone a billionth of a centimeter smaller so that women can send selfies of themselves. So that is a lie. There are too many men supporting women. Emotional manipulation, but not nearly enough. See, there's not enough. There's not nearly enough. And this is your chance. You can fit in with these many men who are supporting women right now. And if you jump in, because there's not nearly enough men supporting women, and if you jump in and you white knight for us, a woman might have sex with you one day. And not always in the way women need. Okay, this is true. Because yes, I'm supporting women right now. I am supporting women by telling women that they should not be allowed to vote and they should shut the fuck up. But while that's the kind of support women... Well, all right, there's an interpretation here. And not always in the way women need. No, that is the way women need. But what she should have written, and this is why this sentence is a lie, is not always in the way women desire. Because what women desire and what women need are two different things. And yes, we can say the same thing about men, but we're not reading a post written by a man whining about Hillary Clinton, okay? We're reading a post written by a fat feminist whining about Donald Trump. So we'll talk about how what men need and what they want are two different things some other day. Right now, not always in the way women need. See, this is emotional manipulation. Women need, this is what women need. Because she, of course, as a fat feminist, is entitled to speak for all women. Right? Remember, unlike heterosexual white men with jobs who have varied opinions and worldviews amongst themselves, women are all the same. There's no difference between one woman and another. And that's why this one fat feminist can speak for every woman on the planet Earth. Emotional manipulation. See, there's not enough men supporting women, and those men, they're not supporting women in the way they need. This is your chance. This is your chance to be the white knight, to jump in and to support women in the way that we need to be supported. And this conversation is not easy. Well, that's sort of a truth, because the conversation isn't easy. Because nobody in this conversation has enough intelligence to actually have a conversation. It's just emotional manipulation. Emotional manipulation is not a conversation. Emotional manipulation is emotional manipulation. This sentence is also emotional manipulation because she's saying, see, this conversation is not easy. There are people out there who just would not be able to have this conversation because it's so hard, but you're still reading my blog post. You're making that effort. You are doing the hard work necessary to have this conversation. You're such a wonderful person, just because, especially because if you start agreeing with me, right? This is emotional manipulation of the reader. And many people, men and women alike, are avoiding it. All right, that's probably true. Lots of people are not having this conversation because they have lives. Again, emotional, same thing. The emotional manipulation continues. See, there's all these other people that are avoiding this conversation because they just aren't able to have it. Not like you and me. I mean, I've been sexually assaulted multiple times. I am so qualified to have this difficult conversation because I've gone deep inside myself to find forgiveness. For men, for the collective masculine. Except, of course, for Donald Trump, Dick Cheney, George Bush. But, you know, but other men like FDR who put Japanese people in concentration camps, well, I've forgiven him. And when Obama signed that indefinite detention bill, well, I forgave him. And then, of course, when he killed all those brown people who are practitioners of the religion of peace, I totally forgave him for killing those Muslims with flying robots because he's half black and he's the Messiah. But I want you to be aware of what women are feeling that you, as men, may not be privy to, so that you can give the woman in your life, women in your life, the support. I'm a player, yes. So that you can give the women in your life the support they need right now. Okay, I was worried for a minute because I thought that wasn't going to be a lie, but it was. Why is this sentence a lie? Sentence is a lie because she does not want you to be aware of what women are feeling right now so that you can give women in your life support, right? What if the women in your life are going to vote for Donald Trump? The reason she wants you to be aware of what women are feeling is that so you will not vote for Donald Trump. That's why she wants you to be aware. She's lying. If you just came out and said, I want you to think that women around the world are triggered by Donald Trump so that you will vote for Hillary Clinton, I could respect her for her honesty. But she's not going, again, if you've listened to this podcast for more than a few episodes, when I come on here and I say that I want Donald Trump to build concentration camps and put everyone who's registered Democrat in those camps and kill them, you can't get much more honest than that, okay? Just be fucking honest. You can disagree with me. You can be wrong. You can be a stupid fat feminist like this cunt is. But just try being honest about it. Again, emotional manipulation. See, I want you to be aware of how triggered I am. I want you to be aware that I cannot manage my emotions so that you will vote for Hillary Clinton. Stop lying and just say the truth. But again, this is how women get what they want. Emotional manipulation. This is why men and women, I know there's no such thing as gender. Male and female is a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress women. Yes, I know. This is why men and women communicate differently. Men are direct. I tell you, put liberal Democrats in concentration camps and kill them. Make America great again. That's where we can start. Right? After you've killed all the liberal Democrats, then everybody who's registered Republican could all shoot themselves in the head with their guns. Then America would stand a chance at being great. See, that's just honesty. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not trying to emotionally manipulate you with bullshit. But women can't communicate that way. I want you to be aware of what women are feeling so you can give them support. No, you want people to vote for Hillary Clinton. That's what you want. But you know that if you just say vote for Hillary Clinton, people are going to laugh at you and ignore you. So you engage in all this emotional manipulation. No matter which political party you are a part of, it is hard to ignore the fact that women don't feel safe right now. Again, this is a lie. I can very easily ignore the fact that women don't feel safe. I don't give a shit. Your feelings are not my responsibility. And until you women figure this out, this is why you will never be equal to a man. Because your whole fucking life revolves around, again, this is the prime directive. No white woman must ever experience discomfort. As a woman, your entire, as a white woman in the United States of America, your entire, because if you're a brown woman over in the Middle East, your life revolves around not being killed by a flying robot, which is supported by women in the United States because the president has black skin. But if you're a white woman in the United States, your entire existence revolves around getting other people to manage your emotions for you because you can't do it. No matter which political party you are a part of, what she's saying here is that your political party is important. That's why she's saying no matter which political party you're a part of. Well, if it didn't matter, you wouldn't need to bring it up. It is hard to ignore the fact women don't feel safe. Yes, I can ignore this. Your feelings, not my responsibilities. Again, the manipulation. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican. Women just don't feel safe. And again, this is the whole, right? It's so ingrained in us. In Black Dragon's book, The Unchained Male, you know, he talks about obsolete biological wiring. And this is this obsolete biological wiring that we have, which is protect the women, right? Because back in the caveman days, oh, I'm sorry, none of you out there believe in evolution. The left-wing statists think evolution was a concept created by the patriarchy to try to enforce male and female genders. And of course, you right-wing statists think that God created everybody. So anyhow, well, here's reality. Back in the caveman days, which you don't believe in, the cavemen had to protect the women because you needed the women to make more cavemen. And so thus this thing, oh, we must protect the women. And it has become ingrained in our biology, which, according to left-wing statists, isn't a real thing, right? Because you're denying global warming. You don't believe in science. Well, there's no such thing as male and female. Those are social constructs. And so we have this thing about protecting the women because we need the women to make more cavemen. And this is still with us. And women know this. And that's why they tap into it. This is why anytime a woman wants something from a man or from society, they start in with fear. They start in with how women collectively are in danger. Right? Why do women need free birth control? Because if they don't get free birth control, we'll have to go back to back alley abortions. And if we have back alley abortions, women will die. And boom, that's when it kicks in. Oh my God, we must protect the women. And men fall for this shit. This is emotional manipulation. If women are equal to men, you should be perfectly capable of taking care of yourselves. The days where we have to do this women first thing, protect the women at all costs, right? The Titanic is sinking. Get the women off for, fuck that. The children I can go with. Watch this. I guess you have to listen. You can't watch. What you're about to hear here is called honesty. I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm not trying to emotionally manipulate you. I'm not a fat feminist. If I'm on a ship and the ship is sinking and we're getting on the lifeboats, if there's like a small child, I will help the child into the lifeboat. And then when his mother comes, I'm just going to fucking elbow the bitch in the face and take the seat. You are equal to me, woman. Shut the fuck up. The children, I can go with saving the children. But this women, no. Uh-uh. Those days are over. That shit is gone. But women still use this to manipulate men into giving them what they want. The posts I read are detailed in what types of abuse from men each individual woman has endured. I would say that's a lie only in the sense that I suspect most of these posts about the abuse these women have endured are lies. Yes, some of them are true. Some of the women who go on the internet and say a man raped me, it is true. Some of them are true. Easily half of them are made up. And again, emotional manipulation. I've read these posts and they're detailed. Oh, this abuse that women have endured. Okay, so can we see some examples of this? Well, no, of course not. Trump's comments regarding women are bringing up all the past hurts the women of the world have been too ashamed to tell you. Okay, this is a lie. The women of the world have not been too ashamed to tell me anything. I don't communicate with the women of the world. They're not ashamed. They're just making things up. This is emotional manipulation, right? See, Trump is saying things, and women all around the world cannot control their emotional responses. And they're having bad emotional responses to Donald Trump's words. And you need to do something about it. Because we can't control our own emotions. Whether we know it or not, this is a clear sign of manipulation. Whether you know it or not, you see, this is true. And even if you think it's not true, it's still true. Why am I saying it's true even though you don't think it's true? Because I don't have any evidence. People who have empirical, logical, rational, objective evidence don't say things like, whether we know it or not. Okay, whether you know it or not, 2 + 2 = 5. Whether you know it or not, global warming is real. People who have evidence do not start off sentences with, whether we know it or not. Each of us knows a woman who has been sexually assaulted or verbally abused regarding her womanhood by a man. Now, that is an excruciatingly nebulous sentence, and it is a lie in the sense that it doesn't mean anything. Let's see, do I know a woman who's been sexually assaulted or verbally abused regarding her womanhood? What does that mean? Like when I tell Randy that she can't fucking drive because she's a woman, well, that would be verbally abusing her regarding her womanhood. So yes, we all know a woman who has been verbally abused regarding her womanhood, but we also all know a man who's been verbally abused regarding his manhood. As men, we tell you, dude, what are you doing? You're a faggot. Dude, your dick is so fucking small. Dude, you really can't pick that fucking thing up? Are you that much of a pussy? Human beings are verbally abused by other humans all the fucking time. Welcome to reality. This is emotional manipulation. And yes, this will continue in the next episode. So just chill until the next episode.